Hey everybody, this is Marco Pollo coming at you for the first ever Culinaires podcast. I'm here with, what's up, Veal?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
We were a podcast before too. We were on the iTunes podcast store.
That's true. But we were operating out of K-Chung Studio, downtown Chinatown. Now where are we?
Now we're in a little place that we call the Hoover Corridor. In your office.
We're in Marco Pollo's office in Silver Lake. And we are pivoting to what the kids are calling a podcast.
Great kids.
We're out of K-Chung Studios because we heard a lot of listener feedback that the audio wasn't that good there. So we're trying to kick up the quality a little bit. But I'm not going to get too far into how the sausage is made. We've got a very special guest today, Jax Tranquita.
Yes, you got it right.
Okay, thank you.
Tranquita Banana.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was a Tranquita Banana for Halloween.
Oh, really?
Years ago, yeah.
What made it Tranquita? Just you being inside the banana?
And my mom did internet magic and created the logo, so it said Tranquita.
Wow. It's impressive.
Yep. I know.
All right, I'm glad I got the name right. I actually had a young man over here doing a podcast that I was the star of last week. And he came over.
You had a young man over here.
You were doing a podcast
of you in your house.
He came over and he said, "All right, just we started." He said, "Now is it Duncan Bergmingham or Duncan Bormingham?" And I was like, "Neither. That's not my name at all, and it wasn't even close." And then he's like, "Now, so you started off as Mark Maron's assistant?" I was like, "No, that's not true." He's like, "And then you created the show Blunt Talk?" And I was like, "No, that's not true." And then at the end, he also said my name wrong. And then at one point, I was like, "How long is this podcast?" He's like, "It's an hour, and then I do a 30 minutes plus for special subscribers." And I was like, "What is this about?" And he's like, "It's about the process of rewriting."
Was that Nathan Fielder? Was that his name?
No. Who's that?
Nathan Fielder? Nathan for you?
Oh.
It's like a prank show.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. No, it wasn't right. That fun. It felt like I was pranked.
Sorry, our bellies are full.
Yeah, guys, we're a little full. Jax, what'd you think of tonight's dinner? Why don't you tell the Cullaheads where we ate?
The Cullaheads. It was called...
Oh, I'm sorry. Mapo Galbi. That wasn't a test.
No,
that
I
wasn't
knew that, and then I just blanked. Mapo Galbi, and we ate the dish called Duck Galbi, and it's this giant hot pot of chicken and veggies and spicy sauce and rice cakes, and it's just...
And sweet potato, the best part.
Sweet potato and one mushroom, maybe?
And one mushroom. We found the one mushroom.
It was really delicious, and then at the end, when you think you're done, they take a bunch of rice, and they throw it on there, and they let it soak up all that juice, and then you hurt. And then you get tired, and then you try to do a podcast.
I feel like every meal should have a section at the end where you pour rice on it and soak it up and just eat that rice.
I agree. I love that. I was at Ildongjiang 2 weeks ago, and that's a similar. They throw the rice on after everything. I like the rice. I like the crustiness of it. Mm-hmm. So good. Now, I don't want to shock you guys, but that actually wasn't my discovery.
Oh, no.
What?
It's a David Chang favorite. I think he called it the best restaurant in the world.
Really?
And Jonathan Gold kind of backed him up on it. So
interesting. Okay. So they happen to also have gone there. So what?
Yeah.
It's not like they know about food.
I had it bookmarked 5 years ago. I was planning to go there, and then they happened to go there and blow up the spot.
If I had a dime for every restaurant that was my discovery that Jonathan Gold then went and reviewed a few weeks later.
That guy.
Anybody know what the dish was that we had? We had the banchan, and then there was this styrofoam cup of soup with maybe some strips of coconut in it.
No, we hoped it was coconut. It was definitely not.
Yeah. It wasn't the highlight.
No, it was the first thing that came out, and I think we all thought it was milky.
It had ice cubes in it.
And it was decidedly not.
It was very sour.
Yeah. And the ice cubes, it was off-putting.
I'm going to tweet out a picture, and if anybody knows what it is.
Please let us know, because we asked, and it was hard to get an answer.
Get at us.
We tried.
Now, it's been a while since we've done the show. We had 1 month. It was a holiday. And then we had another month where we were talking about, this big transition that we were going to do. I just spilled a little beer on the floor for
snacks.
That
was Duncan's dog walking over his
and spilling it onto electronics.
Snacks, drink it up.
And now we're back. Just, Franklin... AKA Veal Parmstrong, just catch us up on where we are with Culineers, the TV show, because I know a lot of people are asking me about it. I'm getting a lot of tweets, a lot of emails, a lot of Snapchats.
Yeah,
oh,
I am too.
Snacks really likes this beer.
Snacks is a beer drinker. He is a reincarnated frat boy.
Is he going to be okay?
His dick is always hanging out, so that makes sense.
Snacks doesn't have a dick.
We shot the sizzle reel, as our fans know, and that has been sent out to some networks, and we have some meetings tomorrow, the next day, where we're apparently going to pitch the show. We're totally unprepared, and we're going to go in there and try to be charming and tell them why they should make a Culineers television show, I guess.
All right, so basically we're on the verge of blowing up, is what you're saying.
Feels like it.
Will you guys remember me? Then?
Always.
Maybe you have to because I'm always your neighbor.
That's true. Not only is Jax our special guest, but we also live pretty much on the same street.
Yes, we do.
Now, for the listeners, I'm just going to pretend like I don't know anything about what you do and where you come from. But you're kind of a jack of all trades.
Jax of all trades.
There you go.
Jax of all trades. That could be your
if
Instagram.
If we had sound effects, though.
I know.
Did we do your Instagram, or we're saving that?
Beef Erickson, can you put in some sound effects?
I'm not Beef Erickson.
I know. I'm talking to Beef. He's listening to the podcast.
You're looking at me.
Right. Jax, how would you describe what you do for the listeners?
I'm a TV host that sort of specializes in food. Not a chef as much as a professional eater. I've done shows for Tastemade and for NBC, and I basically am the luckiest person in the world to get to travel all over.
It seems like it. It really seems like it.
Yeah.
How does one get that job?
I think a whole lot of luck. You spend a bunch of time in journalism school, and then you realize that hard news is the pits, and then you veer off course and find this course.
Oh, okay. Wow. So when you were working in hard news, were you working in TV or in print?
I spent months in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
As like an on-camera reporter?
Like blazer, bob haircut.
Wow.
Did some time in Sacramento.
And this is like local news?
Yeah, I did local news.
Cool.
I'm glad you think so.
You weren't doing food in Sioux Falls?
Not so much.
That sounded very elitist for the fans in Sioux Falls. I know you've got good eats there.
So, but you would do, like, what kind of stories would you cover?
I mean, when I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I was 19. It was part of school, and I would, like, literally one day, it was January, they'd send me out every day to report on the cold, and I'm like, it's January in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, like, I think everyone gets it, can you please stop hazing me? When I did this show in Sacramento, I did the weekend morning show, which was a whole lot of fun, but then during the week, it's like, you're the closest one to the fire, you gotta go to the fire, and I'm so bad with a straight face, so, yeah, get out of that real fast.
That's interesting. So, Jax, you did Sioux Falls, you did Sacramento, you spent some time in the trenches of hard news. How did food come into your life?
Well, I always say it's because I have a Jewish mom and an Italian dad. I didn't really have a choice. And
so that's
what,
that's how it came into your life, as in into your mouth.
Yes.
As far as a way to make the big bucks.
Oh,
Were you in Sacramento and then you were hot on the trail of a murder case that then turned into like some
stumbled
whole food
into
case.
A murder case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I wish. No, I just I started working for different lifestyle and travel shows, and you know, food's such a big part of that. And so I'd get to travel all over and interview these amazing chefs. And then I started working for Food and Wine magazine, and then people started just believing that I was an expert, and then I became an expert.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, now I did a show for Tastemade, and that was super fun. That was the last 3 years of my life traveling around the country.
That was Grill Iron.
Amazing grill.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Let's not move too fast. What was the first show? What was the first
I did a show, food show? Called, well, it wasn't specifically a food show, but it was called First Look on NBC. People know it because, like, when they watch SNL and then they, like, start falling asleep, it's what comes on after that, like, one of the morning.
Okay, right after SNL.
So we did so much food on there, and, and then I got to travel all around with Food and Wine magazine, going to, like, Pebble Beach and Aspen and all these places and doing, you know, pieces for all these different food festivals. So that's that.
Very cool. And then Grill Iron was after that.
Yeah.
And Grill Iron's got a very cool concept. I watched a little online. Tell the Cullheads what the concept is.
Gridiron is sort of college football tailgating food show. So we travel all around the country to different college football towns. We meet a local chef. They introduce us to the purveyor of their favorite ingredient. For all you food nerds out there, we've done like Benton's Bacon. We've done Anson Mills Grains. Mm-hmm. Just some really like amazing ingredients. And we tell the story of that ingredient. It's like people doing things with so much heart and love. And it's slow food at its best. And then we cook with that at a tailgate. And so it's sort of this elevated like grilling tailgate food.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Would you tailgate with actual like students?
Yeah. So we would cook and we'd get like 100 portions. And we'd just be like, hey, guys, free food. People certainly were up for it.
And then you went to the games?
I went to a couple of the games. We didn't ever give us free tickets.
What?
I did go to the Iron Bowl one year, though. I threw some cash at it.
Oh, nice.
The Iron Bowl was insane.
What's the Iron Bowl?
That's Alabama versus Auburn. It's like one of the biggest.
Right. Veal, you don't know what the Iron Bowl
you
is?
You didn't know what the Iron Bowl is.
We're a bunch of jocks in here.
I didn't either. I was like, thinking it was like the Iron Chef. I was like, oh, the Iron Bowl.
Iron Bowl.
I didn't know what it was before.
I know who Nathan Fielder is. Wow. Okay. And so what were some of the standout dishes from your three seasons on?
Oh, my gosh.
Gridiron.
You should have prepped me. Okay, wait. One of my favorites, because we were talking about a meat grinder today. Mm-hmm. This chef from his restaurant's called Acre in Alabama. He did these, he called them Alabama tamales. So it was sausage.
That isn't me getting excited at your story, which I am. That's Snacks, my dog.
Does everybody know your dog's name?
I don't think we've talked about him on the show too much. He is a big part of Marco Pollo's social media.
I met Snacks not too long ago, but I recently went to my first Burning Man, and at Burning Man you get a burner name. Please, everyone, stop rolling your eyes out in internet land. I went, and it was great, but the very first night I got dubbed with this name Snacks, S-N-A-X, because my real name is Jax. And then I met Duncan, and his dog's name is S-N-A-X Snacks.
That is a eerie Burning Man coincidence.
And so your Collineer's name really should be...
Should be Snacks and Joia.
Yes.
But it was already taken.
But your Collineer's name is...
Gravy Crockett.
Gravy, Gravy Crockett.
Thank you for that.
That's
King of the Wild Frontier.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a perfect name. I think it's a great name. Now, hold on. I want to get back to your career talk. But before that, I want to ask, how was the food at Burning Man? I mean, maybe that's not even a thing.
No, the food is definitely a thing.
Like, you're just living off love.
You're just feasting off of other people's energy. No. You basically, the food at Burning Man is whatever your camp decides to bring.
Okay.
So, like, every night you have shifts and people cook. And I was super surprised at what people whipped up, like, in the middle of the desert. The only thing is, like, by the end of the week, you're like, eh, could really use a green right now, but there's not many by Friday. Mm. Yeah. There's this place called Midnight Poutine there where you go at midnight and they give you poutine.
Ooh.
Yeah, the line's pretty long, but it's worth it.
Who runs that? I mean, is there
every
like a truck Midnight
theme.
Poutine
no,
back
like
in San Francisco?
No, every camp has a theme,
no.
And that's their camp theme. That's a great theme. We were the Arrakis Spice Market for all you dune nerds out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd give away spices to anybody who needed them for their food, and we also did spicy cheese cocktails.
Nice.
I did a chocolate cherry scotch.
Ooh, wow. That sounds really good.
I feel like the Culineers need a presence at Burning Man.
Yes.
Is it too late? Have we Culineers missed the boat?
Camp.
I don't know. I've never gone.
All we do is
sounds
go
like
there and
nightmare.
Then eat other people's food and then talk about it. There is a radio station at Burning
Wait,
Man.
Didn't a guy jump into the fire?
Yeah.
And you were there for that?
I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but it's a huge, huge, huge circle. And, like, what I did know, one of the guys in our camp, he's called a Sandman. I don't know how I just turned this into a Burning Man podcast. He's called a Sandman. There's people that are actually trained to block these people because apparently, like, a couple people run into the fire every year, and most of the time they can stop them because
right.
they have several perimeters of, like,
right,
rangers
right.
and stuff. But this guy was determined and got through. It's just a huge bummer.
Yeah, seriously.
Ooh, that brought the show down.
All right,
let's
yeah,
get back on. Sorry, let's
I,
get back
I gotta,
on track.
Let's go talk about grilling. What's it called?
Your grill
show.
Iron.
Yeah. What about? I want to know worst. What was the worst thing that you had ever ate there?
Oh God, I cannot honestly. We would go around and we would go to a lot of different tailgates and try like different people's food. But like to be honest, I love meat so much. It's pretty hard. Are we allowed to curse on this show?
Oh yeah.
It's pretty
it's
hard
encouraged.
To fuck up meat, and so. Like, most people, I'm super impressed with the culinary talent. Like, people take their tailgating and their grilling super seriously.
Right.
Yeah. One person had like a wood burning pizza oven.
Wow.
That they brought to a tailgate.
Love that.
It was like amazing. Can I finish the tamales though? Because I feel like everyone should make them. I'm blanking on his name right now, so I hope he doesn't listen to this, but his restaurant's called Acre.
He probably won't. maybe in a couple of years. Well, actually, no. He'll see you're on the show. He might be listening.
It's in Auburn, Alabama. And so basically he grinds up meat, and then he puts it in sweet potato, and then he wraps it in a collard green leaf. So he calls it an Alabama tamale, and you dip it in like sort of like white barbecue.
Oh my God,
white barbecue. What is white barbecue sauce?
It's barbecue sauce that is white.
Wow. I feel like I've wanted to try a white barbecue sauce since The Master of None, where they go to Austin.
Oh,
and he misses the flight because
yes,
he wanted the whitey sauce.
Yes.
And the girl, and that kind of like puts the damper on their day.
Yes. Oh, that was such a good idea.
But then in season two, he meets an even more beautiful woman in Italy.
Oh my God. I honestly went to my hairstylist with like 6 pictures of her, and I was like, can you make my bangs look like that? Actually, can you just make me look like that?
I can see that. You guys have similar coloring.
See, I was just like fishing and I caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to pause for 1 second. What do you guys think about that? I really like that show. What do you think about the one really long episode where it's all about will they or won't they? And Aziz doesn't know if he likes her or doesn't know if she likes him or not. I went back and forth. On one hand, I was like, it felt a little sitcom-y. On the other hand, I was like, this is
like
the best
life,
version
though.
Of that.
That happens a lot.
It does. Okay.
I never watched it. I only watched the first season.
Oh, second season was so good.
Oh, you gotta watch season
two. I was just mad that they got to write a show where they went to Italy. And
I know. I know. I'm sitting with a bunch of writers. Like, I would just write things that I wanted to do.
Yeah. But I heard that the writers...
You had to go eat at Cucina French. What's that place? That Massimo.
Oh, yeah.
In Modena. He basically just like...
Really?
Franklin doesn't know because he hasn't seen season two.
No, but I have watched Chef's Table, so I know Massimo's restaurant.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the name of the restaurant. Yeah. Francescana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard that the writers... had to go to Italy. But they had to pay the wrong way.
What?
So that's bullshit.
That's kind of bullshit.
Well, you know what Aziz doesn't have?
What's that?
A sweet podcast called The Culinary.
Yeah, take that. I'm sorry.
It's true.
Okay, so back to Grill Iron, I think that's where we were in your trajectory.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep derailing you guys.
No, that's
we're all about the rails.
You know, that's all right.
Are food's you guys
food's
some
just
really
a
good
lens on
right
the show.
Now?
I'm a few burps. I hope I'm not floating them over to you guys. I hope they're not too
fun.
Audible.
No, it's fun though, because you're like, I get to have that meal all over again.
Oh shit.
Oh, you left the goddamn leftovers.
Did you?
Did I?
Did you?
I was just gonna
Uber?
Say
you did. You didn't even take him into the lift.
I don't even know if I did take them into the lift.
I put them right next
devastating.
To you. I didn't want you to forget it.
Oh my god.
You know how good
so
those
hard.
Are gonna be tomorrow?
No, right
so
now.
Good.
Why
did you?
I was gonna say that.
Why did you hand them
that?
To me? Why did you hand me the leftovers?
That was my mistake. That was my mistake.
Lesson learned.
I'm remembering you putting them on the corner
right
of the table like I was supposed to get them. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I almost feel like I can't even continue. How did we miss that? The three
lot.
Of us
there's
were
a,
talking about
a lot
it.
Of them too.
Because the conversation was just so delightful.
It was that good. All right, so Mapo Galbi, I would definitely put that on a list of places. If I had somebody in town for the week,
oh,
I'd be like, get
I
there.
Like the simplicity of it because they put a big cast iron skillet in the middle of the table, and they have like 4 choices of what can go in there: chicken, beef, pork, and like another pork or something, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you have the chicken is what you get. It was separated on the menu. It was like clearly the chicken is what they're known for.
The
and
chicken's
you don't
what
do
you
anywhere.
Get.
That's all you do. Go chicken, and then your entire meal is. From then on,
and they just handle it. The only
thing I don't even think I said chicken. I just
you...
gesticulated, and she was like, ran in the other direction.
But
and got us the
they
chicken.
Keep stirring the pot and then adding things and stirring the pot, but they're never super clear as to when they're done adding things. So there was like a bunch of times we kept looking at each other, like, "Can we eat now?" And the answer was usually, "No, we're adding more stuff."
But that happens at
it,
most
but
Korean,
there's a language barrier.
Except for the rice. Once the rice was in there, I was like, "Oh, she's going to come give us the signal," and she never did. Now, so David Chang steered us right with that.
He did.
But
are
David Chang doesn't always steer us
in
right.
In the presence of Bill Farmstrong.
We've been over it on the podcast before. The listeners know. Chang and I have a little bit of a rivalry going right now. I'm sure he's talking about me somewhere at the same time.
Old schoolmates that friendship didn't last past college. Now, Jax, have you had a Chang run-in, a David Chang run-in?
I have. I did a couple segments with David Chang for Tastemade a while back.
what'd he say about me?
He could not stop talking about you. It was really awkward. And I hadn't even met you, which was so bizarre. And I was like, who's this Franklin guy you're obsessed with?
He's not coming on Culinary's Radio, I can tell you that much.
Not to put you on the spot, but who was your favorite chef that you've interviewed?
Oh, God. That is tough. I mean, I think one of my favorites is right here in the hometown, Ricardo Zarate.
Oh, Ricardo Zarate. Yeah. Funny, because I was just at Roslyn the other day, and I give it 4 out of 4 stars. My highest review was amazing.
Yeah, everything about that restaurant. That man cooks with so much soul. He's amazing.
That was the best. I've been to a few of his restaurants, and that really seemed to be, amazing.
I don't think you've given 4 stars to anything since you ate those microwavable veggie sausages over your sink that time.
I don't think. I had a few of those today, actually.
You got to get off those things. That can't be good for you.
Now, why wouldn't those be good for me? Because I keep thinking that it's veggie, it's tofu, or whatever it is, and that it shouldn't be too bad.
Well, a lot of tofu is definitely not good for
you. Just because it's like a health product doesn't mean it's healthy.
Okay. I eat a lot of that stuff. Now, my ex-girlfriend pointed out, and this is really bad, that a lot of those tofu burgers, veggie burgers that I shove in my face, I'm keeping them in the refrigerator for the whole time, and they go bad. And that's not something I realized. So,
maybe you should just eat real meat and then move on.
Well, that's even a bigger problem. We don't want to get into my eating habits. I was just thinking, but speaking of reviews and Roslyn very much at the top of my list right now, a place that wasn't at the top of my list was Kaye Hits, Kayle, the Filipino place that I chose for Veal Parmstrong and Desmond Borges. Oh, maybe 3 months ago, we went, had a disastrous meal, served, cooked, and as well as the bartending, all by the same very nice woman. I hope it wasn't my comment on Instagram, which wasn't negative, but that place is out of business.
What was the comment?
I think it was just that it was the old, something witty that I wrote, as usual, about the old adage about a empty restaurant being maybe a restaurant you don't want to eat at. With a picture of you and Desmond sitting alone under the hot fluorescent lights.
And now this restaurant has closed its doors.
That restaurant has closed its door.
Oh, no. You put them out of business.
I think I might have.
And you feel exactly zero guilt. You're so smug right now.
And there was a little old lady who sat us, waited on us, cooked our food, and...
Where do you think she is right now?
I think she's in the gutter, probably.
I know.
I think I posted a picture of the Sig Zig and said that that was decent. I didn't post a picture of the dry as shoe leather steak that they served us.
You know what?
And I think there's another Kaye Hits, so I think she'll probably be working.
You don't want to cross the culinaries. That's the lesson that we've learned today. We wield a lot of power in this town.
Remember that, Chang.
Besides David Chang.
Except my friend request on Facebook, David Chang. I'm not going to say it one more. I will keep saying it. The third time I brought it up on this show.
How can we get David Chang to accept your friend request?
We need to start a campaign. Everyone listening right now tweets at David Chang, please accept Franklin.
He will accept it, and then I will immediately block him.
Is that a hashtag we can start?
Hashtag David Chang accept Franklin's friend request on Facebook.
And I'll tell you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, another Culinary's meal we had that was lackluster. That restaurant is also out of business. Restaurant I liked, Parrish, downtown.
That was terrible.
But we did go there.
Was that the place with the rooftop?
No. Perch.
It had a second floor. Prawns de Leon brought us there. And we all had like this like 7 or 8 person like man meal. And the most exotic thing on the menu was, pork sliders. It was a perfect example of what a culinary's dinner should not be.
It was a gastropub. It was a gastropub.
So that place is out of business.
You guys have elevated bar food. Oh,
God. That place is out of business.
It's like bone marrow.
So anyway, I hijacked, you were about to say about Ricardo Zarate, that he was
like
your favorite
super,
interview.
Super special person. Like, I mean, it's so cliche to say this, but like, he cooks with a lot of love.
Mm-hmm. Sure, he does. He really does.
And he's also just a really good dude. I got to spend some time with him.
I was going
to
say a lot of soul. There was a lot of soul in the food.
Yeah, a lot of soul, a lot of love.
Mochica morcilla, which is Argentine blood sausage, you may know. It was my favorite dish, one of my favorite dishes ever there. It was that, like, on some really delicious toast, this blood sausage with, like, a poached egg on top of it and some other stuff. And it was so so good. Mm-hmm. And now I can't have it anymore.
He had a pesto pizza in Santa Barbara. That sounds terrible, and it was a delight.
Pesto pizza?
Pesto
pizza.
That's all it was?
Yeah, it was a very good pesto pizza.
Yeah, tell us about the chowfa.
The chowfa was very good. I think I might have called it paella, because I didn't really
know
exactly
what it was.
There's
also paella on the menu there.
What is the difference between the chowfa and the paella?
That's a question I can't answer. They're pretty similar to me, and I made the mistake of ordering both when I went there.
I've never had chowfa, but I'm guessing paella is rice and chowfa is noodles.
No, chowfa is also rice.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So chowfa, it's like apparently when the Chinese went down to Peru, they cooked chow fun. And then, because of the accent, it became chowfa. Are you looking up the difference right now?
No, I was looking up this other dish I had there.
Is chowfun rice?
I don't.
I'm half Chinese. I should be the one who knows this. I don't know what it is, though. Because I feel like it's an American Chinese dish.
It was kind of ricey.
It's definitely rice. It was delicious.
It was so good.
So delicious.
We also had the live scallops.
Ooh.
Very good.
It is amazing ceviches.
And then we had this thing called casa jar that was like this, it was like in a mason jar and there was like avocado and like jam, yes. But it was like layered like sediment and you put the bread, like it got there and I was like, this doesn't look good. It was amazing. It was one of those things where I kept asking for more bread. Uh-huh. I felt like, yes, I was testing the limits of the restaurant, like how much bread could I have when I hadn't finished this whole big jar of like dip.
I feel like we did that too with one of the sauces. Like we literally had to like slap the hand of three different servers who were trying to do the job. Like, no, this was, one of us will eat this.
The pisco sours, amazing.
The pisco sours. I don't even know how to describe the texture of the pisco sour because it's not entirely liquid. It's like frothy and velvety and just like heaven.
Roslyn, you will not be going out of business on the Culinary's Watch. You just got the Marco Pollo bump. What was your favorite of Ricardo's previous restaurants? Did you have one?
Are
you a Mochica person? Or
I like Pica and Mochica. I mean, yeah, I love all of his stuff. His original, I wish I had been able to go to his original spot. There's this really cool market downtown. I'm trying to get the Culinaires to go there, called Mercado La Paloma. And that's where it all started. And,
okay.
Yeah, he had a food stall there. And like, I
let's go.
Let's do it. You want to go right now?
What time's it?
No, I'm too busy burping right now.
When can we go to the market? What is it, like a weekend thing?
No, it's every day.
Okay.
I think we'll go.
And what was his? Did he have a specialty there? Or did you hear about this after? Or you
I heard
went
about it after.
And then, okay.
He that's what sort of set off his grill. But there's a lot of really good restaurants there. Mm. Y'all gotta check it out.
Okay, and you guys hit it off. And was that on Grill Iron? Was that on that show or a different
Season
show?
Season 3 of Grill Iron. Yeah.
Right. You've been on a lot of shows, so it's
Buds.
And did you have a least favorite chef to interview? I shouldn't even ask. I'm being bad, but I will not say it.
Okay. I love all my chefs equally.
And this is a little segment of the show I call Your Month in Food.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Now, I guess I've already, kind of blown my wad because Roslyn was my big restaurant. I went to Felix, it might have been 2 months ago. I might have talked about that in the show. You know what I did. I went to Cosa Bueno. Mm-hmm. Did I pronounce it right?
Cosa Bueno.
Yeah. Oh, I pronounced it wrong. I'm mixing it up with Pizza Bueno, which is what it
bueno
was before.
Bueno is Spanish, and Buona is Italian.
So where did I go?
Cosa
Bueno.
I liked it. As I told these guys, I felt like... it wasn't quite the pizza parlor of my youth. It wasn't fun like that, but it was a little more upscale than that. But then it wasn't like some sweet upscale fancy restaurant. I don't know. I was with someone and they weren't loving it as much, and that might have affected my loving it. I might have talked it up a little too much.
Yeah, sometimes when you put
I love buffalo wings, and I didn't have the buffalo wings, so that might just be on me.
I'm a fan. I like Zach Pollock is his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love Alimento.
I just like him. I'm a fan of him.
Okay, so you're just you're in the tank for him, no matter
what. I'm a fanboy. Alimento's like
Alimento's
great. Restaurants
yeah, Alimento
in the city.
Is amazing. The Escalar Crudos, like a flavor bar.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Veal, in any place good this month?
I was in Hawaii. Ate a lot of good food.
We went. Never been to Hawaii.
Top Chef. Top Chef fans here. I don't know. There's a guy named Sheldon.
Iron Bowl. I forgot his name. Iron Bowl.
Sheldon, the Hawaiian Top Chef. He was a finalist, and his restaurant is called Tin Roof, which is in Maui, and It's a little like strip mall walk-in or at the counter, like a low key place. Amazing. Had a fried chicken sandwich that was like the best fried chicken sandwich of my life. Like all like on this like yummy kind of sweet Hawaiian bread brioche thing. All dark meat. The most chicken I've ever seen in a fried chicken sandwich. I could barely get it in my mouth. It's delicious. And then he does all these kind of like bowls with like, you know, raw fish. Everything's local. Really, really good. Other place we went that was amazing is called Mama's Fish House. My friends Allison and Noah got married there. And it's right on the ocean, and it's a little tiki wonderland, and they have the names of the fishermen who caught the fish like that day, like off the coast. Really great drinks and amazing fresh local fish. So cool. Good. Really good. Highly recommend.
Next time you're in Maui, check it out.
Check it out. And the town is called Paia.
Paia.
Yeah. So yeah, those are both good. And then I went to a luau because I'd never been before. You gotta go to a luau.
Did you wear a lei?
I got a lei. I got one of those nut leis. You know, the polished nuts.
Yeah,
we ate the pig and we ate the poi. Have you ever had poi?
No. I know that there's like poi balls that they dance with. I didn't know it was a food.
Poi.
I haven't had the poi either.
Poi is a taro root, and it's like it's like a starch. So it's mashed. And it's kind of like their version of mashed potatoes, kind of, but it's a little soupier. And I did not like it. It's kind of sour. It was like sort of tart and soury.
So we've all agreed that we don't like sour, soupy things.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't like sour. I like sour beer.
Yeah. I don't really love sour ales.
Not a fan of
I just don't like sour in general. It does that thing where it makes you, it gets you in your jaw right here. Is that just me? You guys can't see where I'm pointing. But you know.
I get that when I like have salt and vinegar chips.
Yes.
But I like
that. I like it.
Heart so good.
Yeah. And Jax, have you also been to Hawaii? Sounds like you almost know these spots more than Vail Farmstrong.
Well, I haven't been to any of those spots because I'm not fancy like that. Mm-hmm. But I was in Maui earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
And had a lot of really yummy culinary experiences there, but more like just divey stuff.
And how has your month in food been?
My month in food has been glorious. My parents were in town last week.
No boy.
I know. I love you, Mom and Dad.
I don't, Jax's mom and dad, that oh boy was more me thinking about my parents. That was like a generic parents.
Did you know my mom was all listening to this? So we went somewhere. We all live on the east side. For people who don't live in LA, this makes no sense. But the east side is not very close to the west side. So we were by the airport. So I said, let's try this place, Rose Cafe, I've been wanting to try. And not only is it a really beautiful restaurant with an awesome patio, but the food was really, really cool. We had this ravioli, but instead of it being like a bunch of little raviolis, it was one giant coiled ravioli, which I've never seen before.
Ooh. So you cut it?
It was like a sausage ravioli, and you'd cut off chunks of it.
Interesting.
And it was really, really delicious.
So there weren't sections?
No.
It was just a big tube?
It was a giant ravioli. It was like a sausage. It was literally a sausage ravioli.
It must be hard to make.
Yeah, I was wondering how they did that, too. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of food.
And it was, like, coiled?
Yeah, it was coiled. It was all spiraled up in the bowl. You literally just cut off a chunk, dip it in the sauce.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And it was boiled. It wasn't, like, fried.
No, not fried.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it. It would be interesting. That was delicious. Everything there was really, really good. Mm. It was, like, family-style place, so I got a lot of little bites of everything, which is kind of, like, how I eat.
And the family impressed with the food here in LA?
Yeah, I impressed them.
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Florida. Yeah,
there's no good food there.
No, there's good food.
Oh, of course there is. There's probably some good South American food down in Miami.
Yeah, no, Miami, there's definitely a lot of great. But I remember when I went to Korea like 4, 5, 6 years ago now, who knows. And I went home and I wanted, Mom, Dad, try all this stuff. There was not a Korean restaurant within 2 hours of their house.
Oh, wow.
Boca. Hooters.
Lots of Hooters.
Banana boat. hold on.
We forgot one place that we went.
Oh, where's that? Oh, that's right. Veal and I had a color lunch.
I'll let you do it because I did mine.
Well, we don't have to be that, split it up like that. I'm not keeping score. About anyway, we went to, it was your pick though. You picked it. We went to Side Chick in the, I don't even know where we went. What was the mall?
It was like a Westfield Pavilions in Arcadia, which is east of Pasadena. So it was a little bit, you know, it was a 20-minute drive to get out there from the east side.
And then it was a little hard to find the actual food court.
Yes.
But worth the drive, though?
Totally worth it. Totally worth it. Side chick, yeah. What's his name? I want to say Johnny Lee is the name of the chef.
He's a young guy, right? Yeah. But I always say, I already asked you this and I already forgot the answer. How do you pronounce Hainan chicken?
Hainan chicken, which I guess is a regional cuisine of China. It was really delicious. I think the one I got was steamed chicken.
Yeah.
And so tender and juicy and delicious. Mm. And with this really yummy garlic fried rice. Mm. But it was all about just the chicken was like so moist and yummy. And then it comes with a couple sauces you kind of pour on there. And then Duncan got a half roasted chicken that had the crunchiest, crispiest skin I've ever seen in my life. Definitely worth it.
I know. That guy's getting all kinds of acclaim. It's like he's in a
He mall. Has another restaurant. Yeah, he's got a couple restaurants going. And then we walked next door and had Japanese cheesecake, which was also really good.
I couldn't have any because of my dairy issues. Yeah, but there was a lot there. There was an EMC seafood there. And yes, it is Johnny Lee. They call him the Hainan Chicken Whisperer. Not my coinage. You know, it's funny. I had a very nice time at that mall food court. There was a lot there. When we walked in, I felt a little snobby. I was like, Veal, you brought me to a mall? But then there's so much there. You can just kind of hop from spot to spot. And my manager and I went to the Century City Mall. I probably hadn't been in there for 10 years. Everything's there.
Great food court. Love that
place. I shoved Wexler's in my face.
Is
so
it up
good.
And running already? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Century City
and
Mall
is
there's
going
to be an Italy there? Oh, it might already be there. There was a lot going on at the Century City Mall.
Well, I know they said they're really upping their food game. Let's see what the old Beverly Center is going to bring.
I know, the new and improved Beverly Center.
The
back.
New and improved food court.
All right, as long as they don't touch Hot Topic. I'll be fine. That's my hang.
You need your spiky belts.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jax, you and I live in the same neighborhood. We're here in Silver Lake, the hippest part of Silver Lake. Some call it Virgil Village adjacent.
Or
other people call it Hoover Court. There's a lot going on here. We got the hot food. We got some new wine stores. Yeah. We got Squirrel. Let's say it's a Wednesday night. You come home from work. You're tired. You don't feel like cooking. What's your go-to for a casual eater? You're going to go out. Going to go out solo or with a friend. You don't want to get dressed up, but you want a good food. Oh, Pine and Crane. So good.
Huge lines. So if that has a huge line, which it always does, Blossom downstairs.
I love Blossom too.
Yeah.
Sometimes Blossom, a few people have told me they don't love it. I love it.
But
I love
only
it.
Downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs is great. It's like the terrariums.
Yeah. You're like a human fishbowl.
It's super cool.
This is the Vietnamese place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't remember the dish I like there. I'm always like, what's that dish? It's like egg, and there's not egg.
No, I get the bun with everything in it. So it's got it's like this giant bowl of noodles, and then they top it with lemongrass steak, shrimp, and baby egg rolls.
Oh, man, protein blast.
Gluttonous. So good.
Oh, my God. It sounds so good. Now, you're a bit of a cook.
Yeah, I try.
Mm-hmm. What's your specialty?
I love to hand roll pasta because one, it is cathartic, and two, it's really easy, but people think it's difficult, so you get a lot of brownie points.
Okay.
There's nothing better than fresh made pasta.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
And it takes 2 seconds to cook.
You said you were going to make a little cacio e pepe. Did I say that right?
Cacio e pepe.
What's the secret to cacio e pepe? Cacio e pepe is basically just pepper and lemon and noodles, right?
Yeah.
Simple and delicious.
I put a little pancetta in there. Mm. I actually, truth be told, I stole the recipe from Chrissy Teigen's book, Cravings, because she actually crushes it.
Nice.
Yeah.
She can do it all.
She can.
Now, is she the Cravings woman? She might be.
She might be.
She's funny.
And she got blocked by Donald Trump, which makes me love her even more.
Nice. Now, you invited me to pop in anytime.
I did.
Want everyone
you
who's
super
listening
to
know. No, I wasn't. I was just, it was my own thing of now I'm sitting here in my place being like, wonder if someone popped in on me. I was like, when was the last time I had a pop in?
No, I'm
but
just
you were making
all my friends.
I'm going to pop in.
You should.
So you were making biscuits.
I was making scones.
How did your biscuits turn out? Oh, scones.
Scones.
Those turned out well?
Yeah. That's one of my stuff. I'm a way
you
better
bake?
Baker.
Wow. Baking is very hard.
See, this is how you know the difference between people that are right brain and left brain. You're a writer and you're a creative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a math mind. So math minds are drawn to baking because it's finite.
It's It's very technical, precise, though, isn't it?
Yeah, like the input will always equal the output if you do it right.
Right.
Whereas cooking is more like, it's more like writing or, you know, music. It's like, it's boundless. Yeah.
But to me, baking is like, you fuck up one step and it's just ruined.
Well, then don't fuck up one step.
Wonder if...
There's no margin of error.
Wonder if you're bad at math and you're bad at cooking. What does that make me? What am I then? All right, I'm going to come by for biscuits or whatever's in your fridge. It'll be a pop. Just like a pop and just...
Can of juice.
Yeah. Raid your fridge.
Yeah, absolutely. What's in my fridge can be yours.
Okay, so that's your go-to impress dish. A man's coming over. You want to impress. Pasta. You're going to throw in some pasta.
Well, because it's like you can be covered in the flour.
Oh, yeah. A little, and then he's like, hold on a second. He kind of licks his thumb and just rubs your cheek.
Oh. And you throw a little noodle in.
But then it's not great because then everyone's got like full bellies full of pasta and that's not sexy.
That's true. Yeah, it's hard getting, it's dinner and dating are so intertwined, but I also love to stuff my face.
I know, it's a little so too hard. Much.
Like if we were on the three of us were on a date right now,
nobody be
after that
late.
Chicken. That'd be hard. I'd be sitting here like just wanting to undo my pants, being like, when are they going to leave?
We'd all be burping together. It'd be very intimate.
That's like one of my favorite Louis Joseph. Maybe we're on a date and then you like drop Robert House and then you shut the door and then you just like fart for an hour.
I've talked many times, I've already told you guys at dinner about some of the, like the disgusting things I just eat when I'm left to my own devices where I'm just like, I'm just going to take it easy tonight and I'll just have like a garden burger. And then I'm like, oh, that wasn't filling. Then I'll eat some pickles. And then I eat some cereal. And then it's like, I'm eating just like chocolate. And then I'm just like eating like 10 different things.
You're just squirreling in the fridge, yeah.
Like, I'll just cook this bowl of like rice. And it's just like all these things. So I'm like, when does dinner, what makes a dinner? Now, and all that, at least I can just like sit on the couch with my like pants half off. And I'm like, oh, why'd I eat that? But then once in a while, someone will like call me then with like really hot plans. Like, 8:30 or 9 o'clock, just, and I'm like I can't go meet them, and I can't quite articulate why. It's not that I'm so stuffed.
I just explained that you ate some pickles and cereal.
I just like sometimes you have a meal where you would not have that meal if you knew you were going out. You're just like having I'm not going to see anyone for the next 10 hours meal,
yep.
And then all of a sudden something comes out, and all of a sudden I'm like going out, and I'm like, oh god, I can't. I just had a pickle cereal,
how
like chocolate. No, I just don't feel like a human being.
What burps are going to come?
You're just ashamed of yourself?
I don't know, yeah.
It was just like I had, or someone's going to come over, and I don't even know how to explain it. I'm like, no, that's, I had a weird dinner. So
oh, I'm
going to
pop by now.
Yeah. See, that's part of it. That's why I can't pop, and it's just happening all the time. Luckily, by the time you would reach my first step, Snacks hopefully starts barking, so I get a little like lag
time. To button up the top
time
button.
To put the pickles in the trash.
Yeah. All right, so Gridiron ran for 3 seasons.
Yes.
And if people want to watch it, they can watch it online at Tastemade?
Yeah, Tastemade or YouTube. Or Roku or Apple TV, all that stuff.
Oh, wow. All right. Sounds like someone's getting some residuals.
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay. Won't touch on that again.
What's coming up?
I'm actually pitching a few of my own shows that are totally selfish, like international travel shows. Love like it. Basically, who can I get to pay for me to travel all over the world? So everybody out there, cross your fingers for me. I'm a starving artist at the moment.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it'd
those
be amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
All in the realm of food.
Food, travel, yeah.
Well, you're in the culinary family now too, so
thanks,
you got some skin in that game as well.
I've been blessed.
And who knows, maybe some of those shows, the Culinaries might, do a cameo or
I think
a
there's always some crossovers happening both ways.
Let's say, I love doing scenarios, so let's say you get the phone call. Jax, we love it. That show's happening. We want to film the first episode next week. Where would be your dream place to go?
Oh. I have never been to Japan.
Either have I.
It's pretty high on my list right now.
What? You haven't been to Japan either?
How have the three of us not been to Japan?
I don't know.
Well, maybe we're taking culinaries on the road.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
I know it's not like the most exotic thing I could have said, but that's the truth. It's like
pretty exotic.
Yeah, Japan's pretty exotic.
Hey.
A lot of our listeners are, living not very exciting high flying.
Well,
that's how exciting
our
adventures. Japan is like Chicago. We're like, oh, Japan. Yeah. I actually had a layover when I went
to
Thailand.
Why did you just shit on our listeners?
Sorry, listeners.
These assholes listen to the. Who would listen to this show?
Well, because they're listening to us and they're being like, listen to these elitists. They're like, I mean, it's kind of ho-hum, but maybe like, I don't know, Tokyo. I had a layover in Tokyo when I went to Thailand. Why? Even the airport was sexy. Why didn't I parlay that into a trip?
Mm-hmm.
Foolish. Yeah. Foolish.
Missed opportunity.
Oh, my God. Story of my life. Well, I feel like this has been a very good episode. I feel like this has been a good first podcast.
You know, we broke free from Kay Chung, and now we can really spread our wings.
And
speaking, D-Chang.
And not bring up D-Chang again.
Speaking of pop-ins, you never know who could pop in on this podcast. Which seems like I'm leading into like.
That was a great tie-back.
Well, it does. It seems like I'm leading into like someone else is going to pop in, but that's not the case.
I just meant
in theory, but we didn't need a pop in. We want all Jacks all the time for this show. We don't need a supplementary guest. In fact, thank God. Sorry, Beef Erickson, that you're not here, because that would cut into our Jacks time.
We also don't have enough mics.
Yeah, there is that too. But I think it's a pretty good setup. And I think as far as we're gonna stick to a once a month show. I'm not gonna tease who our next guest is, but it's pretty big. They're not gonna be as good as Jax, but we'll make do. And yeah, if we had a sign off, we would do it right now. But I guess we'll just play the theme.
All right.
And thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Hold on. Where can everyone find you online?
That's
our sign off.
Jax Tranquita. But
okay.
It's hard to spell, but if you get to like Jax Tran, it'll probably populate the rest.
Okay.
Not many Jax Trans out there.
Well, Culinaires follows her, so you can go through that channel too.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Get ready for the Culinaires bump.
Woo!